Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. Be mindful of prisoners, as if sharing their imprisonment, and of the ill-treated, as of yourselves, for you also are in the body. Let marriage be honored among all, and the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge the immoral and adulterers. Let your life be free from love of money, but be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never forsake you or abandon you. Thus we may say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thus ends the reading. Hospitality. It's especially appreciated when we feel like strangers. When we find that others are welcoming and that it is freely offered, we no longer feel like strangers. I live in the U.S., and in these past weeks, there's been a renewed political focus on the issue of immigration. We're challenged as well religiously whenever we take a stand on this issue. It's been a decade since the U.S. bishops wrote their pastoral letter, Strangers No Longer, Together on the Journey of Hope. They wrote that in 2003. Yet, in the decade since then, there's been a tremendous growth in the arrest of persons who do not have the proper documentation and are detained, primarily in privately owned and run prisons. Not only that, but when these detainees do get deported, they're just dumped anywhere in their home country, not necessarily even remotely near where they're from. This is scary, and it's big business. Yet today's first reading makes it very clear. We are to be mindful of prisoners as if sharing their imprisonment, and of the ill-treated as of yourselves. For you also are in the body. Hebrews 13 reminds us that we are one body in Christ. Day after day, we pay attention to the news and we end up feeling fearful instead of welcoming. We believe the voices who separate us from others, and we become anything but hospitable. It's no wonder that the stranger among us has genuine fears, to say nothing of prisoners. All through Scripture, we're taught to be welcoming. Deuteronomy 1 teaches us, give the members of your community a fair hearing and judge rightly between one person and another, whether citizen or resident alien. And later in that same book, Deuteronomy 24, we're taught, when you reap your harvest in your field and forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to get it. It shall be left for the alien, the orphan, and the widow. We're taught to imitate God's care in Psalm 68 and to befriend others as a sign of our claim to be religious, as in Isaiah 1 and Jeremiah 7 and 49 and Hosea 14. We are to be persons who give evidence of the mercy which is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ, offered freely that others will feel like strangers no more, and that we might act as though we truly believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.